Blog Talk Radio. Beat to Radio.
You are now tuned in to Ladies Night with K. Nicole.
Oh, yes. And good night to you all. Thank you for tuning in. This your girl, K. Nicole. This is Beast 2 Radio. Like I told you, like I said, this is Beast 2 Radio. What's going on? What's good, y'all? What's going on tonight? It's Friday night. It's Ladies Night. You already know. You already know. All of y'all that's going out, that's hanging out, that's, you know, doing your thing tonight, make sure you be safe out there. Drink safe. Be responsible. You know, have a good time. Enjoy this nice weather, man. New York got some good weather now. You know? I mean, it's a little chilly, but it's a nice chilly, you know? Anyway, y'all stay warm out there, too. But this your girl, K. Nicole. Hey, Nicole, and I'm here, y'all. I'm here tonight, and I'm feeling good tonight. Last week, I was a little, oh, man, my allergies and everything just start acting up. I'll be out of it, you know. I'll be really, really out of it, and I go through those allergies attack a couple of times a year. Allergies are terrible. Anyway, anywho, this is Ladies Night. It's Shout Out Fridays. Anybody want to get their shout out on? I'll throw the number at you. 914-338-1685. And, you know, you can listen to me get my shout out on. You know what I'm saying? Big shout out to the whole Beast 2 Radio fam. You know, big shout out to my fam up in BK, Marlboro Projects. Big shout out to them, man. Just talked to my sister the other day. She live in the hood. Big shout out. Love you, Tanya. Love you, C. Love you, sis. Anyway, Friday night, ladies' night. We and K. Nicole was definitely in the building. We're going to just chill out tonight. I got a lot of vibe music, you know what I'm saying? That 1990s vibe, that whole 1990s vibe, man. 1990s and, you know, just a little vibe going on. You know what I'm saying? Let's get it on with this. And we're going to keep it moving because tonight, you know, look, a mellow night. K. Nicole going to talk about some gossip, some, you know, news, politics, a little something of everything tonight. I'm going to hang out with you guys tonight for a little while. So, it's Beast 2 Radio. K. Nicole, let's get into some music. Here we go.
Rubber's enough to make the hard rock smash.
You need me, for real girl, it's me in your world. Believe me, nothing make a man feel better than a woman. Queen with a crown, that be down for whatever. There are few things that's forever. My lady, we can make war or make babies. Back when I was nothing, you made a brother feel like he was something. That's why I'm with you to this day, boo, no frontin'. Even when the skies were gray, you would rub me on my back and say, baby, it'll be okay. Now that's real to a brother like me, baby. Never ever give my cootie away. Keep it tight, alright, and I'ma walk. In a fat ass crib with thousands of kids. Work life, you don't need a ring to be my wife. Just be there for me and I'ma make sure we be living in the effing lap of luxury. I'm realizing that you didn't have to fuck with me, but you did. Now I'm going all out, kid, and I got mad love to give to my nigga.
I'll dedicate my life, I'll sacrifice to you.
I gotta love Jones for your body and your skin tone. 5 minutes alone, I'm already on the run. Plus, I love the fact you got a mind of your own. No need to shop around, you got the good stuff at home. Even if I'm locked up north, you in the world, rocking 3/4 of cloth, never showing your stuff off, who? It be true, me for you, that's how it is. I be your Noah, you be my Wiz. I'm your Miss Star, you my missus, with hugs and kisses, Valentine cards and birthday wishes. Please, we on another level of planning, of understanding, the bond between man and woman and child, the highest elevation, cause we above.
Half you guys is billionaires.
can't pay a little, can't help a little without everything she come off the poor. And then if the poor is paying for everything, then don't be mad when the poor is getting their little kickbacks, what you call it, when they need help and get the help. You guys better never fall flat, man. I'm telling you, better never fall flat because you're going to need somebody to help you. And you'll see. So I'm looking at it now. You got John McCain. He's playing in the, still going about, you know, what happened in Benghazi. Okay, it's understandable, yes, you do want to know what happened, and you do want to know what's going on, and you do want to know, you know, what exactly happened. So, but, no, John McCain is trying to really stir up something. They say John McCain is about to be not relevant. You know, yeah, John McCain is like 98 years old. What are you doing? I guess you got to keep the fire going, you know, keep the dust and the cobwebs off his old ass. I don't know. But what I do know is the Republicans know they want some craziness. Like, come on. You just blatantly so disrespectful and you let everybody know how you feel about them with your subliminal thoughts. Who knows? I guess that's what you think. You have your own subliminal thoughts and you think nobody else knows. Yes, we do know. We do know that you're trying to put us down and say you're better than us. It's crazy. All right, let me get into another topic because, you know, I get a little political and I get a little crazy, and you already know. I'm probably going to come back to the political subject anyway because it just stays on my mind. This economy and what's going on in this world, it just stays in the brain. All right, so I'm browsing through gossip, and all the other little gossip stuff popping off. So I'm looking, and they got Alicia Keys here, you know, talking about her and hubby, Swiss Beats, you know, and how they started dating. You know, Alicia Keys never really came out before to talk about the whole situation with her, Mashonda, and Swiss Beats. Supposedly, Alicia Keys and Mashonda was good friends. And Mashonda supposedly was telling Alicia Keys, you know, she thought her husband was cheating on her, and, you know, she don't know what to do. She's trying to get advice from Alicia Keys about her husband, and they said Alicia Keys would tell her, like, no, he's probably just working hard. Don't worry about him. You know, he's in the studio. He's doing his thing. And then come to find out, it's Alicia Keys that's messing with her husband. She was totally right. Her feelings were totally right. Listen, let me tell you something, ladies. Ladies, you know. You know. You know when you get that feeling. I mean, like, you, I don't know. It's just some crazy feeling that we get when it comes to our men. Like, when it comes to our men, you can know something has changed about this dude. And then you want to start investigating. See, it don't be, everything be fine, fellas. And so you somehow, it usually be a female, so you done got somebody that made your chest poke out a little bit, you know what I'm saying? And then you come home and you act a little strange, and then you don't know how to act with it. So now you home acting strange, and your woman know you inside out. Listen, fellas, listen to me. I'm gonna tell you some good advice. I'm gonna tell you some real advice right here. Your woman know you inside out. Now, definitely if you got a woman that you live with, she's washing your drawers and socks, nasty-ass socks. I can't stand it. My man tucks the socks behind the bed. Like, I just want to. Anyway, that's when you're in a relationship, when you got a real man, you're washing undies and socks. You know how it go. Anyway, so you know this dude. Every mole mark, everything. Some fellas, I'm not gonna, you know, cut you short. Some fellas know. They watch their woman, they could tell, they notice, you know. But most women notice every little spot on your ass. Trust me, we notice everything. So, now, you come in, you're different, she's noticing it. She's going to her friend like, listen, I think something is up with him. He's real different now. We not close no more. I know he's messing with somebody. I can just feel it. And your friend is saying, no, don't worry, yo. Give him a chance. I think everything will be all right. I think he's just working hard. You know, he's probably a little stressed out. Y'all need to talk. Y'all need to da-da-da-da-da-da-da. Then you find out all that time your friend was fucking with your man. All that time your friend was in your face, just throwing a bunch of bull crap at you. That's some real hurting stuff. So now Alicia Keys is saying that Swizz Beatz and Mashonda was already separated when they started dating. And, you know, she didn't really say nothing because once it hit the media, you know, people going to believe what they want to believe. But, you know, she wanted to let it out there that they wasn't together no more. They were separated, all this, whatever, whatever. It doesn't matter, Alicia Keys. You were the friend, and she was actually telling you about what she thought about her man. She actually was telling you she thought her man was cheating, and you the one that was fucking her man. So, I'm sorry. You were dead wrong no matter how the situation was. They were separated or not. You still was messing with him, and she was still coming to you and confiding in you with her relationship, and you are still messing with the dude. And then you write his songs and wanting to let everybody know you're ready to let the world know you're messing with him. I mean, it is what it is. You got your man, but, you know, you did it kind of shady, Alicia Keys. You were real shady about the way you handled it. You should have handled it like a woman and let that woman know that you was messing with her man, that you were the one messing with her man. This is crazy. She want to come out now after what? She done had a baby. They done went on. Now she want to explain the situation. We already know the situation. But let's move on to some more news. So I'm looking now too. Oh my goodness. All right, y'all guys know Lil Scrappy, right? Lil Scrappy, rapper out in, you know, Georgia. Out in Atlanta, you know, and, you know, he was on the show with his woman and his mama, Mama D, you know. Anyhow, he gets a tattoo of Obama on his stomach, like on his stomach, like that's real intimate right there, like you gonna put a man's face right on your stomach like that? I don't know. I'm not feeling this. This picture is crazy. He got Obama picture. Obama face on his stomach. A big face, too. You guys need to check that out. I found that one impossible. So check that out and just shake your head like me when you see it. All right, I'm moving on down. Moving on down. Listen, they got so much stuff going on, man. All in the news, so much stuff going on. It's your girl, K. Nicole, this Beast Through Radio. It's ladies' night, Friday night. Listen, ladies, I hope you're out there, man. I hope you guys out there representing, especially for the night. Y'all know what tonight is. It's ladies' night. Y'all better be representing out there, I'm telling you. Better be representing. So much stuff. I'm looking at the news right now. Right here in the studio, got the news on. And it's already pissing me off again. I keep seeing John McCain's face. It's crazy, man. It's your girl, K. Nicole. Beast Through Radio. It's ladies' night on Beast Through Radio. It's ladies' night. I'm feeling real good. It's ladies' night. I hope you're in the building with me feeling good, too. You know? I'm going to get into some more music. Some more we could just vibe to and chill out to. I'm in the studio. I'm just chilling right here. Man, let's get into some more music. Then we get into some more news. Then we get into some more music. Then we get into some more gossip. Then we just keep talking. And then we just keep playing music. And then we just keep going on. You already know how I'm going to do it. This your girl, K. Nicole. This Beast Through Radio. Here we go.
Oh, ooh-wee. Oh, oh. When I'm looking at you, I keep thinking, why can't she be like
making it hard for me. Let me stop singing. I'm leaving to the next to sing that song. But y'all know what it was. That song still pops now. I don't care where you at. You throw that song on, and we getting it. Getting it. Getting it. Getting it. It's your girl, K. Nicole, and this is Ladies' Night. And we chilling tonight. I'm chilling tonight. I'm still contemplating whether I'm going to go out, stay in, go out, stay in, go out. Spend money, don't spend money. Spend money, don't spend money. I don't know. Sometimes spending the money is so worth it. It's Beast Through Radio. We on air. We on air. And, like I said, I'm in here scrolling through, looking at some stuff to talk about. I bumped into something with the celebrities. They say the celebrities who got dumped over and over again. Over and over again. And you know who's up in there. My girl, though. This is my girl, though. Rihanna, she left Breezy. You know, she left Breezy. Or did Breezy leave her because he punched out of there, right? I mean, I'm just saying. You know, then got dumped by everybody. Everybody else from Ashton Kutcher to Rasheed Lewis. Now, I mean, I don't know. They say Ra-Ra's a little crazy. I don't know. I like Rihanna. I love me some Rihanna. Like, I love me some Beyonce, too. Rihanna, Beyonce. Like, I just like certain people. I love their music, you know. But, you know, she has been having a hard time finding somebody. Even Chris Brown right now is in a little relationship, right? He in a relationship with somebody. I forgot the girl name, but he's with somebody. You see Rihanna trying to jump in there and hate on the brother. Nah, I don't know. But after the whole incident, after everything that happened, they was in court and all that, I don't see you getting back together. I'm not that type of person. If we get to the point where we got to go to court, we getting arrested, we going to jail for our little thing, nah. Nah. Okay, Roxy. They got Roxy on here. She's been kicked to the curb by Eddie Murphy, Rafael Sadiq, Bruno Mars. Wow. She was with Bruno Mars? I didn't know that. In like 1 year, they said. Not to mention 106 and Park. They said Roxy is bad luck. Stay the hell away from Roxy. I just heard about her and Eddie Murphy. That's crazy. They said as soon as she started telling people, that's my innocence. I'm putting words on the street right now. No, listen. As soon as she started running her mouth, like, yeah, me and Eddie Murphy, you know I'm chilling. Eddie Murphy like, no, we not. They said he been dumped her, moved on. He got another new chick. Wow. I didn't know she was messing with Rafael Sadiq either. That really don't look like the type of dude she messed with, though. I'm not going to lie. Eddie Murphy? Ew, Eddie Murphy is looking so old right now. Like, come on. Eddie Murphy did have it going on back in the day. Eddie Murphy's still a man, but he got the old man look now. He's like he's been doing too much. I don't care what nobody say. I don't think no female gonna really lock down Eddie Murphy. And you know. And they got Carucci? I don't even know her name. I can't even say it. Carucci? I have no clue. I'm skipping her. I can't even pronounce her name. We don't need to talk about her. Wow. 50 Cent. Hold up. Back now. Let me cut it for a second. Okay, I need somebody to let me know. Because I really didn't do the research to this. I just heard this a little while ago that Ciara is supposed to be pregnant, and she's pregnant by 50 Cent. What's really good. They say 50 Cent, he got dumped by Ciara, Chelsea Handler, and almost. At the same time, they both dumped him. Well, he was messing with both of them at the same time, then I could see them being mad. But, you know, 50 Cent is a little weird anyway. I still like 50, but who else is on the list? Jennifer Aniston. Yeah. I hate to say it. I like Jennifer Aniston, though, but she's been getting dumped along the way. Brad Pitt leaving her. Then when people like John Mayer starts dumping you, that's all she wrote. Dang, I feel sorry for Jennifer Aniston. I like her. I like Jennifer Aniston. I like the her and Brad Pitt together. I'm not going to lie. They had a nice, cute thing together. But, you know, when he got with Angelina Jolie, it was like a sexy get-together. Like, they was just sexy together. It was a whole nother type of get-together. Superhead is on the list. You know, the video vixen. Superhead. Read her book. All those dudes hit it and quickly split it. I think she still got Eddie Winslow. Eddie Winslow still whipping her ass. I'll take it back. It's your girl, K. Nicole, Beach 2 Radio. We talking about the celebrities that get dumped over and over. Oh, man, this is a perfect person. Vivica A. Fox. She got dumped by 50 Cent. And couldn't keep a man sent. No, that's not dumped by 50 Cent. 50 Cent was new for her. Vivica Fox been out. Vivica Fox been getting dumped. Vivica Fox been getting dumped since, what's the name of the Players Club or whatever the name of that movie. Yeah, I know what I'm talking about. You know? Oh, man, Vivica. I like Vivica, too. But they say Vivica a little crazy. You see how she tried to jump 50 when she first came through. Try to claim that nigga. That nigga jumped back. 50 Cent said, no, thank you, boo. Wow. Vivica Fox, she's the perfect candidate for this subject. Nobody can wrap that up. Does she even got kids? I don't even think she got kids. I think Vivica too old for kids, too. That's really sad. Oh, that's so sad. Stacey Dash. Now, you know, she definitely needed to be on this list. As pretty as I felt Stacey Dash was. Like, I still, even her older age, I think Stacey Dash still got it together, still sexy, still pretty. You know, I feel like she could have caught somebody. Somebody would have snatched her up, married her, and gave her a couple churn. But some people just be too much into themselves, man. Selfish. She just selfish, Stacey. She's talked about how all her old husbands left her at one point. Maybe they were some Obama supporters, bitch. Nah. Okay, listen, I'm going to take that back. I like Stacey Dash, but you went against the grain. And that's why you're not fucking getting nowhere, stupid ass. Skipping you. You deserve the list. Oh. They got Bow Wow up here. Wow. Bow Wow, you right. But Bow Wow kind of young. He still got time to play around, chill around, you know. Sierra dumped him. Then his baby mama dumped him. Hell, even his mom almost kicked him out. Bow Wow. But he's still young. Bow Wow's young. I don't even think he's 30 yet. No, he's not even 30. Bow Wow's still young. He got time to play and mess around. And, you know, you got about four more years. 4 more years left, Bow Wow. You got to get it together, man. You got to get it together, man. You're getting up there. Getting definitely up there. Took the little off your name. Well, that's one step. But, you know, you got to get your grown man on. You're a father now. Man, these people are bugging. This your girl, K. Nicole. This Beast 2 Radio, you know. We'll get into some more music. We'll just vibe out, man. We vibing out for the rest of the night. We just going to chill out. Come back and talk about something else crazy. You know how I do it. This your girl. You know you love me. It's your girl, K. Nicole, Beast 2 Radio. We're going to listen to some music right now. Here we go.
Baby, let me explain to you what I'm saying.
What you saying?
It's not even like that.
It wasn't like that, but I saw you.
Baby, I don't love her.
You don't love me? You know what? I don't even want
to
talk.
She don't mean nothing to me.
I don't want
to
see your face.
She was just
tell him.
I just wanna see you walking through that
baby,
door.
Baby,
ain't nothing else to
why
say.
Why we gotta do it like this? Baby, damn.
Come home late, it seems you barely beat the sun. Tapping my shoulder, thinking you gon' get you some. Smelling like some fragrance that I don't even wear. So if you want some loving, I suggest you go.
for that. He had me real confused. It's your girl, Kane and Cole, and it's ladies' night. I'm in the building. You in the building. We in the building. We just chilling. So, you know, I've been blogging about it. Why about Twinkies? I guess Twinkies been shut down. That's deep. Twinkie. For all your Twinkie lovers. But you know, Hostess factories were closing their doors. While we were over here hoping the strike would come to an end, Hostess executives didn't fold on their shady ass decisions to just shut things down today. Like, to me, like, come on, man. I think that was real shady from Hostess, because if you think about it, listen, they had some hard-working employees that have been working on for years, and maybe years, and then all they asked is for you to give them a little raise or a little something special, something better in their benefits or whatever, and they went on strike. And the company just shut down and said, damn, I never seen that before. Like, that's the first time. Wow. That's deep. That is so deep. This your girl, Kayna Cole, and we're talking about Twinkies. Sorry, y'all. Twinkie has went out the building. Wow, Hostess just shut down. They were in talks. You know, the company, the employees went out and, strike. You know, strike when you want your rights. When you feel like you're being violated, when you feel like, you know, wow, Hostess just said, heck with all of that. I'm just going to shut it down. Now I'm looking at something with Maury and his girl. It says she's been up here 5 times trying to find out who her baby daddy is. Disgusting, man. Disgusting. And guess what? One of them turns out to be, well, one of the ones tested is her sister's man. Her sister's man. All right, ladies, what's going on? Why do some of y'all do that? Or y'all just sniffles or something? Or y'all need to just have sex? I mean, I don't know. Maybe you just got to do it. Like, but why go through all of that? Now you done had sex with your sister's man. Now you and your sister messed up. And your man, he's just chilling. He had both of y'all. He just messed up two whole relationships. That's crazy. I don't know. I'm here chilling. I'm in the studio. You know, we just got it going on. We got it going on. It's Friday night. It's ladies' night, man. Shout out night two, man. Shout out to all of y'all out there. Shout out to, you know, all of y'all that's listening, tuned in, bugging out over here with K. Nicole, you know what I'm saying? Shout out to my big bro, that dude King Swift. Listen, get at me, dogs. I need to holler at you. Big shout out to the whole Bronx, man. Big shout out to my Bronx cats. Shout out to your Bronx. Yeah. Yeah. Let's get into some more music. You know, then we're going to come back and talk about the T-Mobile employee stabber. You know, we're going to talk about what went on in his head. We're going to read I'm gonna read the whole article to you to see what's going on, see what's happening. You know, this is your girl, Kane and Cole. This ladies' night. We on Beastie Radio. We're going to keep, you know, right on, you know, doing our thing. Just vibing tonight. Just chilling tonight. Here we go. Brandy, Monica.
Excuse me, can I please talk to you for a minute?
Sure, you know, you look kind of familiar.
Yeah, you do too. But I just wanted to know, do you know somebody named?
You know the name. Oh, yeah, definitely. I know his name.
Girl K. Nicole is still here, y'all. I'm still in the building. I'm still right here talking to y'all. I'm still right here chilling. I'm still right here, right here. You know, we still talking and we chilling. We newsing it up. Like I said, I was going to come to you and talk to you about the T-Mobile employee stabber. Let's see. This is some crazy stuff, man. I don't know what's going on with these people, man. Why are you letting it go? Don't let it go, man. Don't let it go. When that brain, when it start hitting you, don't let it go. T-Mobile had a stabbing. One of the employees stabbed up. I'm trying to pull it up. It's not coming up. Sorry, but one of the employees started stabbing everybody. Went into the whole complete stabbing rampage. So, you know, you guys can look it up. I don't know what's going on. It's not coming up. But I'm here. It's your girl. I'm in the building. Yeah. Man, I can't stop looking at all this political stuff. You know what I'm saying? Now I'm looking at, you know, the Louisiana governor, Bobby Jindal, put Mitt on blast for the gift statement. You know Mitt Romney. You know what he been saying about the president. The president is the welfare president. He giving all of us some free stuff. That's why we voted for him. No, we voted for him because we don't want to take responsibility for ourselves. You know how Mitt Romney feel about us. So anyway, you know, the Republican governor, Bobby Jindal, you know, they getting tired. Now he's still out there saying, you know, they voted for the free stuff. They voted for the free stuff. They voted for what they can get. Wasn't you going for what you can get? Wasn't you trying to get your tax cuts and stuff so you don't have to pay nothing? I don't know. Are you upset because you're not going to get it? It's going to go the other way? I don't know. Finally, a Republican stands up to, they call him Romney. Ludicrous bull after he blames Barack Obama win on Obamacare supporters. According to the Boston News, Louisiana Governor Bobby Jindal, a rising Republican star who stamped, put it all three ways for you, you know, he was marching for Mitt Romney. You know what I'm saying? Repeatedly on the campaign trail, like, he was a Republican, so-called Republican. Assailed the first failed presidential candidate for his remarks on Wednesday. That's crazy. So listen, bottom line is that everybody's starting to get tired. Like, come on. Everybody's starting to get tired. Like, that's it. Like, all right, let's get together. Let's get this stuff going so we can go. You know, let's get the economy back together, running back, you know. They still want to get their tax cut. These men are so rich. I don't understand why you don't want to share nothing. Like, come on. There's a lot of dying people out here, starving people out here. You guys got money that y'all throw away. You literally throw away. Or you're literally just saving it and stacking it and stacking it and stacking it. And you're never going to spend it. Never going to spend it. Your kids are never going to spend it. Some of y'all don't even got no kids and just got millions of dollars and don't want to share nothing. Just want to hold it on to yourself. I'm telling you, man. Money is the root of all evil, man. But I'm telling you, you can't do nothing without money. I'm telling you, you can't. Nah, I don't want to talk about no Black Girls Club stuff. No. That's not my thing. This Kane and Cole, this Beef 2 Radio. We chilling in here. It's 12 o'clock, y'all. Oh, we winding down. And like I said, whoever is out there, is going out tonight, you're listening, tuning on, make sure you guys stay safe, you know, make sure you go with a crowd, and if you're going by yourself, you know, just not a roll, and, you know, be safe, you know. Let me see, they got Tammy Roman, For the basketball wise? Let's see what she's going to talk about. Yeah, let's see. She's talking about the basketball wife and the basketball wife. The basketball wife. All right, it says, if you want to edge your seat, waiting for the drama, season 5 of Basketball Wives is on the way. Here you go, you heard it? Season 5. Like, I watch Basketball Wives. I watch it. Tammy had me. Man, I be bugging out. Basketball Wives. All right. We'll bring you might be disappointment. According to the new interview with Tammy Roman, the talk show will work hard to present a balance this season. That doesn't mean the beef between her and Keisha Nicole is forgotten, though. Edit edition with Too Fab. Tammy talks about the show and says he's no bully. She's no bully, excuse me. She's not a bully. Y'all remember on the show. You know what I'm saying? How bad she treated Keisha. This is what Tammy said. I'm excited about it because the show has the tendency to border on a dramatic aspect of our lives. This particular season, we're getting more into our families. The positive things we're doing, creating balance for the show. Last season was practically hard for me because of the things we went through. It is reality. Reality TV. And one moment that happens for about 15 minutes is stressed out for 4 weeks of our lives. It's crazy. It's true. Because, you know, they don't just play a whole 15 minutes just of that. You know, they got to spruce it up and make it work. But you know how long it takes just to make 15 minutes? You know what I'm saying? That's why they make some shows shorter and shorter. It takes too long to just, you know, edit out. You know, take a million shots, excuse me, to edit it out. It's your girl, Kay Nicole, this Beast Through Radio. Kay Nicole, Beast Through Radio. I'm going to say that a million times. Make sure y'all remember that name. You know, make sure y'all been, yeah. Make sure you know this. I want to get into some more music. That's what I'm going to do tonight. Get into some more music, you know? Here we go. Here's some Michael right now.
Go on up and on, and the facts of a Salamanca, I might be pronouncing it wrong, of
Plantation, it sounds crazy too, Plantation, Florida, has been charged with aggravated battery and is currently sitting in jail on a $75,000 bail. You need to stay in jail. Ricardo Salamanca. The twisted nose job took place on night of October 28th, a couple of days before Halloween. After Salamanca's girlfriend left him at the local nightclub, when he returned to the home later that evening, he asked his girlfriend for sex, according to the complaint and affidavit. So, she wouldn't put out, and Salamanca started getting belligerent, yelling, pushing her around, and trying to place her in a chokehold. The girlfriend said she remembers being thrown across the room, which was the moment she noticed she was bleeding from her face. According to authorities who spoke with the NBC Miami, I guess that's, you know, news in Miami. Wow, that's what you deserve, bitch, Salamanca reportedly said to the girlfriend. But they didn't put bitch here, but you know, I'm filling in the blanks. Her nose was severed down to the sinus, good Lord, to the sinus cavity, where the victim's nose was only attached by a thread, according to the affidavit. The woman later drove herself to North Broadway Medical Center in Pamponi Beach to have the nose sewn back on. Oh, man, I hope her nose will get sewn back on and everything. She told authorities she had previously suffered domestic violence with him. It gotta be. You don't just chop a nigga nose off. You know what? He looked like a real aggressive man, too. In the picture, he looked aggressive. Ladies, you gotta be careful out there, man. You know? You may have to make sure you get your man that cootie. He might chop your nose off. This ain't a game, man. He might chop your damn nose off. It's crazy. Listen, y'all remember the rapper Sean, right? Sean, he had that song out with, man, I can't even think of the guy's name, but it was real hot. It was with Puff Daddy. We know. Sean is... I think he's a Jew. Because he looked like he got the little curls on the side and everything, the hat. Yeah, he then turned into a Jew. Became a Jew. They said, Sean hold his tongue for nobody. And he just telling the truth. He just wasn't feeling his album, but that's his opinion. No gangster was brought to the table. That's candy. Yeah, I wasn't feeling your album either. I don't know what the heck was going on with your album. I don't know what was going on with you. But maybe music ain't for you no more, Sean. So let's leave it alone. You damn sure did have a couple of hot tracks, though. Some real hot ones. You know? But this Florida man who chopped off his wife's nose? Like a real asshole. Chopped off the lady's nose because she would have sex with him. People, man. These people. You know what? I got something. Ladies, remember this. Remember this right here. This is your girl, K. Nicole's Beef the Radio. We're going to get into some music. But remember this. Protect your name.
Yo, what's up, man?
Cooling, man. Yeah.
Chilling. Yo, you know I had to call. You know why, right?
Why?
Because, yo, I never, ever call and ask you to play something, right?
Yeah.
You know what I want to hear, right?
What you want to hear?
I want to hear that Wu-Tang joint.
Wu-Tang again?
Yeah, again and again.
Like smoking Joe Frazier, the Hellraiser, raising hell with the flavor. Terrorize the jam like troops in Pakistan, swinging through your town like your neighborhood Spider-Man. So tick tock and keep ticking. Well, I get you flipping off the tip, I'm kicking. The Lone Ranger, co-ed, danger. Deep in the dark with the art, to rip the charts apart. The vandal, too hot to handle your battle. You're saying goodbye like they've been careful. What next? Inspector Dex on the set. The rebel, I make more noise than heavy metal. The way I make the crowd go wild. Sit back, relax, won't smile. Ray got it going on, pal. Call me the rap assassinator. Rhymes rugged and built like Schwarzenegger. And I'ma get mad deep like a threat. Blow up your project. Then take all your assets. cause I came to shake the frame in half with the thoughts that bomb shit like math. So if you wanna try to flip, go flip on the next man, cause I'll grab the clip and hit you with 16 shots and more I got. Going to war with the melting pot hot.
It's the Method Man for short, Mr. Map. Move it on your left, ah, and set it off, get it off, let it off like a cat. I wanna break food, cop me back. Small change, they putting shame in the game. I take game and blow that nigga out the frame. And like fame, my fella live forever. Niggas crossing over like they don't know no better. But I do, true, can I get a soul? Enough respect due to the 162. I mean, oh, yo, check out the flow like the Hudson or PCP. When I'm dusting, niggas off because I'm hot like sauce. The smoke from the lyrical blunt make me
ooh. What, grab my nut, get school. Ow. Here comes my sound, let's down. True, B-S, but B-Y-U. To my crew with the...
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Come on, baby, baby, come on. Baby, come on, baby, baby, come on.
Yo, you best protect your neck.
First thing first, man, you with the worst. I'll be sticking pins in your head like a nurse. I'll attack any nigga who's slacking his mat. Come fully packed with the fat bucket stack. Same on you when you step through. Two, the old dirty bastard, straight from the Brooklyn Zoo. And I'll be damned if I let any man come to my center. You enter the winter, straight up and down. That shit is fat cam, you can't slam. Don't let me get fooled on the man. The old dirty bastard is dirty and stinking. Ace on your nigga rolling with the knife of the creep. Niggas be rolling with a stab. Ain't saying gas, fight my style. I fight the motherfucker.
Out loud, my style is wild, so boy. Me. Not long is how long that this rhyme took me. Ejected styles from my lethal weapon. My pen that rocks from here to Oregon. Here's more again. Catch it like a psycho flashback. I love gas. Rap was a gun. You wouldn't bust back. I'm coming with all types of shapes and sounds. And where I lounge is my stomping grounds. I give an order to my peeps across the water to go and snatch up props all around the border and get far like a shooting star. Pursue our all. Just live on the life of Pablo Escobar. Point blank as I kick the square biz. There it is.
Trafficking marijuana, selling marijuana. 19-year-old Westwood, Ohio. Before the judge, you know, forget about the date. He was before the judge, and he was charged with trafficking and marijuana. You know, a crime that carries a maximum sentence of 1 to 2.5 years. So, the judge said, you know what? I'll get you into a program, and all you got to do is go through the program, go through the rehab program, and you don't even have to do no jail time. And you know what he tells her? He said, that's going to be hard for me to do, to be honest with you, Mickey told the judge. She told him she would have to stop smoking Kush for months, maybe it's in April, and she would drug test him to make sure he was living up to his end of the deal. So all he had to do is go home and don't smoke. Michael replied very honestly, "That's going to be a challenge," Michael told the judge. "I like smoking blunt." He said, "I like smoking blunt." He just told the judge like this, "That program going to be hard because I like to smoke. So, dumbass, would you rather go to jail?" Mitchell replied very honestly, "Right? That's going to be a challenge," he told the judge. "I like smoking. I've been smoking joints since I was 10. Marsden started listing potential deadlines for him to stop smoking. Mitchell couldn't do it. Valentine's Day. I wouldn't want to, Mitchell told him. He said, he got to pick the time that he want to stop. You know, he don't want to do it for Valentine's Day, New Year's, you know, holidays. He need to smoke. This is crazy. It's just crazy. It's just ludicrous. It's Friday night. It's a Friday night. Ow. You know, I'm going to get into some more music, man. I'm chilling now.
Yo, Mac, I don't even understand how they didn't understand you and that Mary Joy.
Yeah, I
kick
know,
that
man.
Old robotic, futuristic George Jetson.
Yeah,
crazy Joy.
Just like you in the blab. Robotic kicking flab. Or flavor bit of batter. Chitter chatter, madder than the mad hat. I bet you buy shit, come my fatter. I got the data, turn your body into antimatter. And just like a piece of sizzling, you'll fit inside my stomach with the eggs and grits between. The king is what I mean. My man, get a cup and put some change inside your hand. Now hold up, let's make this official. Everybody, let's agree that MCs need a tissue. The folks my only issue. I bet your mama miss you, and I bet the Mac they go off like an MX missile. No more of you whining on the charts climbing as I make the funk kicking out more harder than a nine. And if you didn't know who's rhyming, I guess I'm gonna say Craig Mack with perfect timing. You won't be around next year. My rap's too severe, kicking mad flavor in your head. Here comes the brand new flavor in your head. Time for new flavor in your ear. I'm kicking new flavor in your ear. Mac, brand new flavor in your ear. Craig Mack, 1,000 degrees. You'll be on your knees, and you'll be burning, begging, please. Brother Three, man's instituted in deep-rooted folks. Smoking leaves your brains booted. What's bad, MC? With stamina like Bruce Jenner, the winner takes an MC's for dinner. You're crazy like that glue. That think that you can outdo my 1-2. That's sick like the flu. Shake them down, boy. I flip boy all the time. And the boys about to kick an 8 worth of time. Seems like there's no competition in this rap world expedition. You come around and knock you out position. Knock them out. No blade could ever dig a grave. Move the back, the power pack in black. Make you see men trap. And here comes a brand new flavor in your air. Back to brand new flavor in your air. Here comes a brand new flavor in your ear. Time for new flavor in your ear. I'm kicking new flavor in your ear. Back to brand new flavor in your ear. Here comes a brand new flavor in your ear. Time for new flavor in your ear. I'm kicking new flavor in your ear. Back to brand new flavor in your ear. Ha! Back to dope with more hope than the Pope. But for MCs, more knots than rope. I'd like to break it down, breaking, forsaken laws that MC shaking with this track that my man's making. MCs will run like a bomb threat, I bet, or better yet, make you sweat, getting hotter than the sun get. Straight back is the flame that bumps from here to Tibet. I break all rules with my actions, that the max into MCs not relaxing. This brand new sheriff that's in town, getting down, leaving bodies buried in the ground. I set up rhymes for a decoy down for bad boy. Watch the MC not destroy. And here comes the brand new flavor in your ear.
Flavor in your ear.
Time for new flavor in your ear. I'm kicking new flavor in your ear. Max, brand new flavor in your ear. Here comes the brand new flavor in your ear. Time for new flavor in your ear. I'm kicking brand new flavor in your ear. Max, brand new flavor in your ear. Ha!
Thank you. dream of fairy tales, I think of me and Shelly. She's my type of hype and I can't stand when brothers tell me that I should quit chasing and look for something better. But the smile that she shows makes me a go-getter. I haven't gone as far as asking if I could get with her. I just play love by ear and hope she gets the picture. I'm shooting for her heart, got my finger on the trigger. She can be my broad and I can be hot. All I can do is say back as kids we used to get when we played truth or dare. Now she's more sophisticated, highly educated, not at all overrated. I think I need a prayer to get in a book, and it looks rather dry. I guess a twinkle in her eye is just a twinkle in her eye. Although she's crazy stepping, I'll try and stop the stride, cause I won't have no more of this after to be fine.
Time for me to voice my opinion, can't be pretending she didn't have me. Sprung like a chicken, chasing my tail like a doggy. She was kind of like a star, singing out with like a fan. Damn, she looked good. Downside, she had a man, he was a Rudy suit, a Nick and Poop. She told me soon you little birdie's gonna fly the coop. She was a flake like corn, and I was born not to understand. But letting the past, I proved to be a better man.
The dope is Ethiopian, and now the world around me begins moving in slow motion whenever she happens to walk by. Why does the apple of my eye overlooking disregard my feelings no matter how much I try? Wait, no, I did not really pursue my little princess with persistence, and I was so low-key that she was unaware of my existence. From a distance I desired her, secretly admired her, wired her, a letter to get her. And it was, my dear, my dear, my dear, you do not know me, but I know you very well. Now let me tell you about the feelings I've been for you when I try or make some sort of attempt. I simp. Damn, I wish I wasn't such a wimp, cause then I would let you know that I love you so, and if I was your man, then I would beat you. The only lying I would do is in the bed with you. Then I signed to tell is the one who loves you dearly, cause he has loved me tender. But the latter came back 3 days later, returned to sender.
goes. Brown sugar got me open. Now I want some more. Always down for all my nauseous wine. But I think I'm here to solve all my niggas don't pop. Stick out my tongue and I'm about ready to hit this pretty, pretty bitty with persistence. Yo, I don't think y'all hit me. Brown sugar, babe. I get high off of love. Don't know how to behave.
Ready for this one. Queen B knockout collabo. If you don't know, now you know.
Working all day. Pull up and don't pay. Girls in the club. Ice grilling his thugs.
I wanna thump.
Is it cause I'm a shine?
Major ice.
I'm talking about blind ya.
Vegas life.
Never on the scene.
Without my team.
Cali, sticky green.
It's on and popping. The DJ's rocking. Is watching, it's on tonight. You had a long day, yo, but the sham by the case load, pocket full of pesos, it's on tonight.
Oh, wait a minute.
Oh, wait a minute.
Oh, wait a minute.
Oh, wait a minute.
Hey, hey.
Y'all know the words? Stay away.
Wait a minute. Working all day.
And now it's on.
Pull up and don't pay.
And the line is long.
Girls in the club.
You wanna f***?
Ice grilling his thugs.
I wanna thump.
Is it cause I'm a shine?
Major ice.
I'm talking about blind ya.
Vegas life.
Never on the scene.
Without my team.
Cali, sticky green.
So much you go through. Only problems know you. Let's party like we supposed to. It's on tonight. There's not a right away. You've had a tired day. Let's party the night away. It's on tonight.
Oh, wait a minute.
Oh, wait a minute.
Oh, wait a minute.
Oh, wait a minute.
Hey, hey. Girl, wait a minute. Oh, wait a minute.
Oh, wait a minute.
Oh, wait a minute.
Oh, wait a minute.
Watch out now, it's the little one, and I'm not bad when I've got you a G, throw it up, slip me his number on the low, I throw it up, oh, wait a minute, they clean up, slow it up, what, you out of crisp, mow it up, y'all just rookie, popping on the scene, be careful how y'all talk, cause we pop them things, you gon' see us on the TV, rapping and acting, yep. Look a little closer. Yeah, that's us in the Millennium Testarossa. People taking pictures, blowing our cover. Paparazzi gon' get you one way or another.
Hey, wait a minute, ain't that Brandy's brush?
Straight from the east side, and that's how I ride. Here's another one, Ray J, tell him where you from.
I'm from the land of women. Sunny days, chrome spinning. Juice and ginning. It's on tonight. If you feel you're number one. Representing where you're from. Sex should get some. It's on tonight.
Oh, wait a minute.
Oh, wait a minute.
Oh, wait a minute.
Oh, wait a minute.
Hey, hey.
Wait a minute.
Oh, wait a minute.
Oh, wait a minute.
Oh, wait a minute.
Like a truck, truck, truck. Guys like, what, baby, move your butt. first things first, I pop freaks all the honey, dummies, playboy bunnies, those wanting money, those the ones I like cause they don't get Nathan but penetration, unless it smells like sanitation, garbage I turn like doorknobs, heart throb never, black and ugly as ever, however, I say Gucci down to the socks. Rings and watch filled with rock. And my jam knocking the Mitsubishi. Girls teepee when they see me. Navajo creep me in they teepee. As I lay down laws like Alan Coffin. Stop it. If you think they're gonna make a profit, don't see my ones, don't see my guns. Get it? Now tell your friend Papa hit it. Then split it in two. As I flow with the Junior Mafia. I don't know what the hell's stopping ya. I'm clocking ya. Versace shade watching ya. Once you grin, I'm in game again. First I talk about how I dress is this and diamond necklaces, stretch Lexus is the second, just immaculate. From the back I get deeper and deeper, help you reach the climax that your man can't make. Call him, tell him you be home real late and sing the break. I got that good love, girl, you didn't know. I got that good love, girl, you didn't know. That song on how it's so long. Thought he worked his until I handled my biz. There I is, major pain like Damon Wayne. Low down dirty even like his brother Keenan Seaman. Don't leave your girl around me. True player for real. Act Puff Daddy. You ringing bells with bags from Chanel. Baby Ben traded in your Hyundai XL. Fully equipped CD changer with the cell. She beat me, beat me at 12. Where you at? Flipping job, playing car notes. While I'm swimming in your women like the breaststroke. Right stroke, left stroke, what's the best stroke? Death stroke, tongue all down the throat. Nothing left to do but send her home to you. I'm through. Can you sing the song for me, boo? I got that good love, girl, you didn't know. I got that good love, girl, you didn't know. We can cruise the world with pearls, gator boots for girls, the envy of all women, crushed linen, Cartier wristwear with diamonds in it, the finest women I love with the passion, your man's a wimp, I get that as a good thrashing, high fashion, flying in the all state, sexing me while your man, isn't this great, your flight leaves at 8, a flight lands at 9, my game just rewinds, lyrically I'm supposed to represent, I'm not only a client, I'm the player president. I got that good love, girl, you didn't know. I got that good love, girl, you didn't know.
I'm on every Friday at 11, as always, every Friday, K. Nicole, right here on Beast the Radio. Make sure you have to take, excuse me, make sure you have to check out Beast the Radio 7 days a week. Something should be on. Stu got a whole bunch of stuff he got going on, so he always on there, I'll be on there, we on there every day. Make sure you check out Beast the Radio every day. I just want to say goodnight to you all. All that's going on, hanging out. Make sure you be safe, drink safe. And everybody have a great night. Great, great night.
I think of you. I want to be your lady, baby. Your game is on. Give me a call, blue. Houston.